Hello and welcome to the, what episode is this?
I think it's
92?
93.
It's either 92 or 93.
Oh, 93.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we have to go check now in the Jimmy and Luke Show app.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We don't have Irish today.
Yeah, we do.
We're doing the Junior Achievement Awards.
What? Really?
Double class after lunch.
Oh, okay.
That's what she told us on our trip, I forgot to tell you. Although Michael's not in today. It's 92, haha.
Uh-huh.
You said it was 93. See, because 90...
It was 91. And then, Goldilocks. Okay,
so, this is a episode where we are mainly just going to talk about the Oscar nominations 2014.
Look through them first.
Alright, you can look through them first and get to know them a bit.
Where's the last high on this?
This is when they get kind of uninteresting for you. Go skip down to music original score. Arcade Fire are nominated for original score. We'll go through it in a minute. Although, James, we only have about 15 minutes, so... Well, no, we don't. We have 20. Well, not Shane comes. Saving Mr. Banks, one nomination for Best Original Score. Honestly, the score for Saving Mr. Banks is nice, but it's just exactly the same as the score for The Newsroom that Thomas Newman did, so...
Top 10 career-ruining movies. The Love Guru ruined the main guys.
You don't know who was the star of The Love Guru?
I can't remember, I saw it last night.
Mike Myers,
yeah.
But The Love Guru didn't ruin Mike Myers' career. Mike Myers ruined Mike Myers'. His career was ruined long before that. The only thing Mike Myers had successfully.
Shitty movie, though. You see that movie?
Love Guru is absolutely awful.
I hate it when it's a movie about this guy who had to. There was an American guy, but they had to make his eyes all squinty, give him big teeth to make him Japanese and all this shit.
Norbit.
No.
That's the Eddie Murphy one where he plays a Chinese man and a fat lady. That is one of the worst motion pictures ever made.
Not Norbit. It was an older movie.
Oh.
Where they made fun of Chinese people.
Yes.
He couldn't see through the door. They made him walk through the door.
It sounds so funny.
It's so racist.
That's so horrible.
He goes, "Why are you down there? You shall be up here." And he walks into the door.
I'm going to have to look that up. They looked it up and burn every copy of it.
It's a terrible movie.
Let's go backwards. Let's start with the shit categories no one cares about. And I'll rush through them really fast, okay? So, you know what? I'm not going to do short film, live action, animated. No one's ever heard of those. So let's skip to visual effects, right? These are the five nominees for visual effects.
Life of Pi.
Gravity? No, not Life of Pi.
Yeah.
Life of Pi does not qualify for Oscar contention 2014. Gravity. The Hobbit. The Desolation of Smaug. The Hibbit. The Desolation of Smaug. Iron Man 3, The Lone Ranger, and Star Trek Into Darkness. What do you want to see win, Jimmy? The Lone Ranger? How is there good visual effects in The Lone Ranger? I mean, there was a good train scene, but... No, I think the winner there should be... should be Gravity.
Yeah.
Okay, sound editing. All is Lost, Captain Phil. This is one of All is Lost's only nominations. I think All is Lost is only nominated for sound editing and maybe original score. So All is Lost, Captain Phillips, Gravity, The Hibbit, The Desolation of Smaug, and Lone Survivor.
You actually changed it to an Australian. Yeah.
It was always Australian. Okay, sound mixing. Now, sound mixing and sound editing are actually a lot more different than they seem. Sound mixing is when you mix the sound. Sound editing is when you edit the sound.
Yeah.
Well, they're quite similar. That's why the nominees are almost identical. The nominees are almost identical, it's just in sound mixing. Inside Llewyn Davis is there instead of All is Lost, because Inside Llewyn Davis is a musical, so there's a lot of... sort of a musical. I'm watching that tonight, I'm looking forward to it. So, sound mixing. Captain Phillips, Gravity, The Hibbit, The Desolation of Smaug, Inside Llewyn Davis, and Lone Survivor. Okay, now it's best original song from a motion picture. The nominees are Alone Yet Not Alone from Alone Yet Not Alone. I looked it up. It's like about the Virgin Mary or something. It's a really weird movie. Hippie from Despicable Me 2 by Pharrell. Now remember, all these songs are going to be performed at the Oscars by the people who record them, right? Let It Go from Frozen, which is performed by Idina Menzel. The Moon Song from Her by Karen O. And Ordinary Love from Mandela by U2. U2 are going to be performing at the Oscars. I fucking hate U2. As do many, many people.
I don't know.
U2 are so shit, but anyway.
U2 rule, oh my god, their music is amazing. Coldplay even better though.
so original score. I like original score. I was very happy with the original score nomination. My one problem with original score, I think that Man of Steel should have been nominated. I think Man of Steel is the best score of the year, but anyway, so.
I have to look through all these, actually.
John Williams, The Book Thief. I like the music from The Book Thief. I think the music for The Book Thief was the best thing about The Book Thief. I like that.
I have to look that up, actually. Okay, I want Stephen, to look at the music.
So it's just, it sounds like Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Okay.
Stephen Price, Gravity. The music for Gravity, brilliant. It's not as good as Man of Steel, but it's very good. Then, Arcade, there's two members of Arcade Fire for her. I've seen Arcade Fire live in concert in the O2. They are a great band.
Music. I don't like Arcade Fire.
Have you ever listened to any of Arcade Fire?
Yeah.
Apart from Wake Up?
Yeah.
Because I feel like Wake Up's probably the only Arcade Fire song you've ever listened to.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Well, anyway, Arcade Fire, I like them. So they did music for her. Then Alexander Desplat.
Yeah.
Why would you get boobs?
We're doing this.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we are. James wanted to do it before you came along.
It's the Oscar nomination.
This always happens. As soon as you come along and you say something, James is like, I don't want to do it anymore. Dean is always right. It's not fair.
No. Oh, it's the Oscar nomination.
Exactly. Alexander Desplat is nominated for Philomena. I haven't heard that music. I haven't seen Philomena. And then Thomas Newman Save Mr. Banks, which, as I said, is Save Mr. Banks' only nomination. But that music's exactly the same as the music from The Newsroom. So, okay, makeup and hair. Do you want to hear hair and makeup nominations? Dallas Buyers Club, Bad Grandpa, and The Lone Ranger. I think they're all pretty good good choices, thank you. Best documentary feature? Actually, we'll skip that. Let's skip up to animated feature film. Monsters University is not nominated for best animated feature, which I think is like, was Cars 2 nominated? Because if Cars 2 was nominated, then that's a huge deal. I mean, Monsters University was not that bad, but anyway. So, best for our animated feature film, The Croods, Despicable Me 2, Ernest and Celestine, which I looked up, it looks fantastic. It's a French film about a bear and a mouse, and it looks absolutely wonderful. I can't wait to see it. Frozen and The Wind Rises, which is Hayao Miyazaki's final film as director. Now we reach the important page of important stuff. Stop drumming, please. So, best writing original screenplay is American Hustle, Dallas Buyers Club, Her, Nebraska. I've seen all those except for Dallas Buyers Club. They're all pretty good, except for Her. Blue Jasmine should win. Writing adapted screenplay. Before Midnight, Captain Phillips, 12 Years a Slave, Philomena, Wolf of Wall Street. Captain Phillips should win. Actually, Before Midnight's really good, but Before Midnight is kind of improvised, so it's not really a screenplay. Best actress in a supporting role. Sally Hawkins from Blue Jasmine. Who should win? Jennifer Lawrence. Bullshit. You haven't seen American Hustle?
No care. Jennifer Lawrence is awesome.
She's not good enough. Lupita Nyong'o, who I think has a brilliant name. James, you know, the actress who, Naomi Harris, who played Moneypenny in Skyfall. She's that crazy Jamaican lady from the Pirates of the Caribbean films.
Who?
You know, the actress who plays Moneypenny in Skyfall. She's a crazy Jamaican lady in the Pirates of the Caribbean films. Hello, Jack.
Oh, her.
I'll bring you back to life. And then she turns out to be like a crazy god. Calypso, yeah. Her. She's the same actress. I never knew that. She looks so old in Pirates of the Caribbean. Lupita Nyong'o is a great name. Julia Roberts and June Squibb. I think it should be either Julia Roberts or Sally Hawkins. They're both very good. I've seen all those, actually. I've seen all those films.
James, I did show you.
No.
June Squibb is shit in Nebraska. She just comes around and she swears at people and says sex jokes.
You can stare at it. I know James just wants to stare at it.
Her head's a little bit bigger. Bigger than her body.
Why would you want to stare at it? It's a drawing.
I'm looking at it.
Because he likes art.
Okay, best supporting actor.
Or at least
Farhad Abdi, who I think is fantastic. Bradley Cooper, who is not that good in that movie. Michael Fassbender.
That's the body and that's the head.
For 12 years. Jonah Hill for Wall Street and Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club. I am going to be watching Dallas Buyers Club this weekend and I will then give you my opinion on it. Stay tuned.
because it depends. I do really long hair.
Oh, come on, I'm almost finished. I'm on to lead actress now. It's only four categories left.
Oh yeah, fine.
Okay, Amy Adams, Kate Blanchett,
Jennifer Lawrence.
I've seen all of these. Sandra Bullock, Judi Dench, Meryl Streep. I've seen them all except for Philomena. I would obviously pick Sandra Bullock, but she's obviously not going to win. The award is going to go to Kate Blanchett because it's her turn. Although Amy Adams also deserves it. That's a really strong category. They're all really good. But the other four are all fantastic in those films, especially Sandy, Kate, and Amy Adams. Meryl Streep's also quite strong. Best actor in a lead role, another relatively strong category, although I've only seen three of these films.
We've got Christian Bale
for Hustle, we've got Bruce Dern for Nebraska, we've got Leo DiCaprio for Wolf of Wall Street, Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years a Slave, and Matthew McConaughey. Now I haven't seen The Wolf of Wall Street or Dallas Buyers Club. I would personally give the award out of that category to Matthew McConaughey anyway, because I think that he deserves it and I really like him, despite having not seen the film. I think Chiwetel is very good. I certainly don't think Leo deserves it. Bruce Dern's a great actor, but he's just not that great in Nebraska. So. Best director.
It's too hard.
Let's read out the best director nominees. Russell. Cuaron.
No.
McQueen. Scorsese.
Still probably.
I've seen all those films except for Wolf of Wall Street. I don't think Alexander Payne should be nominated.
I think that Payne should not be nominated, and that Paul Greengrass should be instead.
That'd be your only 10 cents.
Or Woody Allen. And finally, Best Picture.
So, in no particular order, Nebraska, The Wolf of Wall Street, Philomania, as Leo DiCaprio said, it's Philomena, DiCaprio says Philomania, Her, Captain Phillips, American Hustle, 12 Years a Slave, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity. I think I read out all nine there. I've seen six of them, and I have my star ratings here. Would you like to read out my star ratings, James?
American Hustle.
Yeah.
4 stars.
Okay,
very good. Phillips. 5 stars. Dallas Buyers Club.
I haven't given that
five
any stars.
Stars.
I haven't seen Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah. Gravity, sorry. 5 stars.
Yeah.
Her. 3 stars. Nebraska. 4 stars.
I didn't see Philomania and 12 Years just tied together.
12 Years a Slave. 4 stars.
Okay, so
Wolf of Wall Street. Nothing.
Yeah, I haven't seen Wall Street or Dallas Buyers Club or Philomania. I'll be watching Dallas Buyers Club tomorrow. I will be watching Inside Llewyn Davis today. And I will
see Philomena as soon as possible.
Wolf of Wall Street, meanwhile, is sounds a bit too pornographic for my liking, so I might give that a miss. For the meantime, at least. If you want more great coverage of the Academy Award nominations for 2014, you can visit buzzhub.info, where there are going to be regular articles throughout the next few weeks exploring the nominees in great depth leading up to the ceremony, which airs Sunday, March 2nd on ABC. Okay. That's it for the Oscar nominations. So we're back, and the fire alarm is about to go off, so get excited. We're gonna put this on the Luke Show.
Johnny's back.
I'm about to throw a lighter at the door just to make sure that the fire.
There's gonna be a fire in just a few seconds.
Yeah,
we think
it's not staged.
So we're gonna we're gonna wait for this now.
It's not staged.
We're set. We're arsonists.
If we don't get on time, we will die.
Let's put it in here. Let's put the recorder on there.
And you like fire? Connecting us.
No. This is gonna be super exciting. We're gonna be running down steps and everything. Look, there's a bus outside. James, where's the fire alarm?
I don't know.
Somebody's handing out chocolate.
Where?
I need some. DJ has it. DJ has it. DJ.
How about me?
DJ.
Oh. When? When? Fuck is
it? James, where's the fire alarm?
At last order, they actually cancel it.
Okay, let's go.
Yay.
And here we go, outside, and we're outside. We have to know our area.
Don't panic, bro.
Is it gone off already?
What?
It's gone off already.
Lucy, I just someone slid down the bar. Yeah, that's the whole way down.
So it's gone. So that was the fire drill. Wasn't it exciting?
Not really.
And I'm turning this shit off now.
Yeah. Okay, I'm seeing half a monster. Okay, how full is that? It's up there.
Okay.
Can I read out the ingredients of that?
Are we recording now?
You know, I'll wait till you
we just watched Johnny drink literally two thirds of a bottle. He just drank a third.
No, that's like half. It's more than half.
Are you okay, Johnny? You're not okay.
You're delightful.
Very delightful, Johnny. So
that is a lot of.
I want to read out the ingredients.
Such health. Much healthy.
No, that's not.
Such health.
No, it doesn't.
Much health.
Doesn't work.
What do you mean?
Neither of them work.
Do you even know how it works?
Yeah. So you go. Dude. Such fun, or much nice,
such
much
bad. Such
much
bad.
Tasty, but
such
but
health.
Much no, much healthy.
Such much, health.
No.
No, we're doing it. You don't know about such,
I do.
Doge.
I've been doing it for years. Yeah, I don't know doges. I've been saying those things for about 8 years.
So,
and I know how. I know which ones work, which ones don't, and those ones don't work.
Oh, I love how it makes a fun service.
It's supposed to make sense.
Such a cute. Much cute. Yeah.
Much cute works, yes, fine. But then it has to be, you can't say such cute.
Such cold, much snow.
Yeah, it's okay.
I didn't come up with that one, though. That was good.
Yeah. Or you could say much cold, such snow.
I was like, is it snowing? No, such, so cold.
Much snow.
Let's walk around the pitch and be all swaggy.
No.
Oh, I love being swaggy.
Johnny has swag. He was born with it. I was born with swag.
I was just born with it. That's sociably magnificent, except
yeah.
Gay in order.
No.
You turned the W into an M.
Yeah, you did. You said magnificent.
Sorry.
I've done that myself in the past.
Oh, give me a Percy Pig.
Snake. No.
What? Does he have Percy Pig?
He has Percy Pig.
But not Veggie Percy.
No, he has Percy Pig. The Veggie Percy.
But does he have Veggie Percy? What's Veggie Percy? Veggie Percy is the brand of Percy Pig that doesn't have gelatin in it that I can eat. There's actually two now. There's Veggie Percy and there's, I think, it's called Percy and Penny. And it's also vegetarian. They have two vegetarian brands. It's great.
So wait, why? Oh yes, of course.
Because
yes,
it has.
Oh, Johnny.
It has actual pigs in it.
Gelatin is
made from pig bones and cow bones.
Do you like dark chocolate?
Who doesn't like dark chocolate?
I don't.
Oh God, what's wrong with you?
James.
Do you like dark chocolate? Or do you like white chocolate?
You're filthy.
That's exactly. Lucy is whiter than white chocolate.
I have vampire teeth. Look at the heart of my teeth, Josh.
How the hell is that squid, a vampire squid? Oh, guys, move.
Like
shit, we're gonna die. Why are we gonna die? They're doing rugby. They're gonna die.
Oh, yeah, shit. Is there a teacher here? Oh, yeah, Mr. C.
I really just want to yell out Kenny Willen. Kenny!
Stop!
Oh fuck. Let's just keep going, let's go. Oh god, it's getting cold now, we have to get the light inside again. Is that guy their teacher or is he your teacher?
He's a teacher.
Coach.
He's a
Coach Carter.
He's a quatch.
A
Swatch.
Let's just pronounce names, but like, say all the syllables like Timothy.
Timoki. Okay.
For example, D-Nice. A-A-Ron. Lucien.
Joms.
Johnny's name is awesome.
James.
I know, it has to be more than one syllable, like James.
James is two syllables. James. Oh, yeah, you're right.
And then Johnny is Johnny.
This game will last very long.
It's a fun thing to do.
Yeah, you know what fun thing to do is the dictionary definition of? Game.
Did you see that thing,
Do you know what fun is?
Timothy and Dinoy and
Aaron.
Fun.
It is not.
Yeah.
I didn't play them in sports.
Fun. Doing this.
Yeah.
One. He does rugby. Five. He does football.
I watch it. Enjoy rugby.
Oh, God. What a horrible, tennis. What a horrible tennis waste of time.
Playing
isn't the problem. It's watching that irritates me.
I think I did crap last night.
Because I spent hours at home watching sport with my parents. It's so annoying.
Guys, I do the best Star Trek history, okay? So you're in a room, you wake up, surrounded by teddy bears, and it's a bed. And you go to sleep in a bed. It's a song for 3 months.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
There, it's very dirty and muddy.
I'm just gonna listen to the wind. So I like zooming down here.
Let's just stand here.
It's very quiet.
Shh.
Don't be part of this.
Shut up then.
If they weren't there, I'd be completely silent. Shh. If they weren't there, it would be completely silent, except for the
noise.
It's a druggies that are over the other side of the hill, and...
But they're not making noise. It's just the car, the machinery, and the people.
It's in the machinery, except the druggies.
Oh, I know, yeah, but I'm saying head to the druggies.
Who knows this noise? From what film is this noise from?
The James movie.
Revenge of the Sith. Return of the Jedi.
Nope.
The Return of the
Age Woman. The Grudge. You know the Grudge woman? Her nose is broken so she can't speak, so it's just like...
A nice film.
I know, I only...
Percy Pig.
You lying,
mother...
You lying, mother...
It was his last one, but...
No!
All you can hear is the druggies on the other side of the hill. And the
perfect. What time is it?
1:36. What? That's real funny. Oh god, it's 1:40.
That's actually a game.
I just want to go home.
That's actually a game.
I'm sure it is.
It is.
I'm sure it is.
That song is from the game.
I just played the best song into the new league show.
No, you didn't.
No, not that one.
God, you guys are such children. I think it's raining. Yes! Rain! Come on, guys!
No.
It is raining.
Guys, just listen to the birds.
I have very sensitive head.
Just listen to the birds.
No.
It is actually raining. Bloody mockingjays. It is raining. I can feel it. It is. There's very
air.
There's a very slight amount of moisture resting on my forehead.
It starts raining and Lucy's just like,
I can predict the weather. I'm always the first person to predict the weather.
Guys, just,
I can see it coming from like 3 minutes away. I'm gonna tell you it's gonna start raining in 3 minutes. Look, cloud right above us.
It's Ireland, there's always cloud.
Oh yeah.
Smoke weed every day.
God, this is so stupid.
What's that from again?
You found Link's penis. That's just Zelda.
It's Friday. Friday's a nice day. I'm gonna talk about my Friday. Tron.
What is it? That's not the music. That's not the music from Inception. Now I'm. Now I know
what
that.
What are you doing?
Yeah. What was that music from?
Inception.
Oh, that music wasn't from Inception.
It is.
The horn at the end was from Inception, but that music wasn't from Inception. I've listened to the Inception music about 100 times. It doesn't have any violins like that in it. That sounded like the Tron Legacy score.
It wasn't. It was Inception.
Maybe it was labeled as Inception, but that's not from Inception. I've listened to Inception so many times. Maybe it's from the trailer. Maybe it's in the trailer. But that piece of music is not in.
Jesus Christ, Johnny. Oh, wrong one.
What did we do yesterday? Anything interesting for the podcast?
Guys, there's an air raid.
So yeah, there's a couple of air raids in the Book Thief. It's really boring. Book Thief is so boring. Go to see the Book Thief. Please don't. Unless you're in the United States of America, in which case it's not even on anymore. It would have been out of cinemas by now. There is literally a 5-month release gap between the Book Thief in the US and in Ireland. It's an absolute joke. No.
But only the TV series, not the film.
Oh.
Jackass is
a
TV show?
Yeah, James, it was on MTV for like 15 years.
I was
wondering
why it was on MTV for the movie. I was like, the fuck? When I was a child, I was not near MTV. I'm sorry.
Yeah, neither was I. I just know things because I know a lot about TV.
Because I used to watch, you know, those top 20 charts. And
yeah, so did I. So did, exactly, me too, and I wasn't allowed to, so.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't.
Yeah.
I was caught down in my mom's office watching Britney Spears.
Oh.
I was singing one of her songs, but it wasn't a bad song. It was a bad song, but she wasn't.
What song was this?
I don't know.
Was it like Lady Gaga?
Was it Womanizer?
Yeah.
Because Woman. Was it Britney Spears' song, Womanizer?
I don't know. I think it might have been.
I love Britney Spears, so tell me which of her
songs.
Look for
me.
Oh, I get to do my impression of Dobby the House Elf now. Okay.
Dobby is free. I'm a free elf. Master Potter, I have a message for you.
James, don't you think it's a good impression?
Yeah. I have a message for you from Master Malfoy.
Johnny, come here.
If you don't stop that, I will run away and I will never come back.
I found my favorite button. Just listen.
I am Dobby, a free elf. I will obey your every command until you give me a sock as a present, in which case you shall be my master.
I like children.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
How very funny.
Stop walking this in.
Do you know every movie quote ever?
I know all the famous ones.
Have you watched Taking of Pelham 123?
Which one?
The newest one? Latest one?
What's that from?
I don't know.
Taking Pelham 123, the remake.
Yeah.
With John Travolta.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you think that was a good movie?
No.
I got one.
It was okay. It's alright.
And how about that one? Unstoppable. Have you seen that one?
I have. They're by the same director. Who's killed himself in 2012. Unstoppable is not great. I mean, they're both fine.
That's who they all were.
My hand is frozen. I have to put it in my pocket.
I know. Same.
All right.
What?
I think that's enough. Thank you for tuning in to the Jimmy and Luke Show episodes.
And good luck, Maggie.
The Jimmy and Luke Show and its respective
and
hosts do not approve.
And our total of 2 views, which is James and...
We have like eight listeners an episode. It's
yeah,
actually pretty
it's
good.
You.
I'm one of them.
I know.
I'm only one, so that means there's 7 other
people.
James doesn't watch them.
Listen to it.
It's
a big difference.
Well, that just shows that I don't listen.
Fine. I expect you to. But we do have a number of listeners. We have a number of Facebook followers, Facebook likes, and
there are people that accidentally hit the podcast.
No, they're not.
Button.
They're not. So,
Thank you for listening.
Remember that time we found out that people were actually listening to it just because we
did. Oh, by the way, contact.
No, I want to. What?
Please tell us.
I want to give you a little announcement now that there's a new RSS feed. So now the Jimmy and Luke show is going to come up twice in iTunes with exactly the same artwork. Except one of them is only going to have about two or three of the latest episodes, and the other one will have like the 10 most recent episodes. So I would recommend sticking with the one with the 10 most recent episodes for now, but the other one will be our new feed come our 100th episode. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Jimmy.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Johnny. See you next week. Goodbye.